Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, top of the morning. It is an open phones Friday. Call up and talk because I'm about to fall asleep here. Yeah, like 2:30 to 4:30.
We were up till stupid o'clock watching football last night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then I had to stay up and listen to all the postgame rhetoric until I did my play of the game, which is coming up, by the way.
It's an open phones Friday.
We'll talk about whatever is on your mind.
Yeah, if you want to talk. You want to talk, you know, Donald and Hillary, that's fine. If you want to talk Boise State football, that's fine. Something else, that's fine, too. Bill of Boise has written in to say, when has there ever been a presidential nominee that has made so much change to this country before he becomes the president? The Philippines is proof that what Donald is saying is true, and in the long run, it will help the USA. It's already working. Some of those jobs will come back to the USA. Philippines made a statement yesterday saying essentially that the USA wasn't their friend anymore.
Yeah. What's the motivation behind that?
Probably becoming Russia's friend. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody else's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we do have a phone call to start us off today, 336-3700. That's 336-3700.
The disgruntled vet says, never took you for a Snoop Dogg fan. That was me when I was saying, got my mind on my money and my money on my
yeah,
mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You did.
Well, it's because somebody had $10,000 in an envelope and left it at the grocery store. Whoops.
Also call us on our 800 number, 1-800-529-5264. #670 on Verizon Wireless is a free call. Let's kick it off with Steve of Boise this morning. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Paul G., how you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, man, what a barn burner, huh? Oh, my goodness.
That's great. Exciting.
Yikes. I mean, what, 5-6 turnovers or 7 or whatever? How do you even survive
well,
that?
Well, it depends on how you count. There was 5. If you want to count the blocked
7
field goal attempt, there were 6.
Incredible ball playing. But you know what? At the end of the day, we survived. And
I know, and it was
all
exciting.
It's all good, man. I mean, sometimes it's not pretty, but it's a W anyway.
Exactly.
So, and it doesn't have to be pretty all the time. But, hey, my point was, is I was thinking about all this stuff, you know, going on in the elections and the scandals and this and that and the other. But I thought Trump was at a rally here. I don't know if it was after the debate or whatever. And he was saying, man, in the old days, they convicted guys like John Gotti, gang boss, on doggone phone taps, the FBI, on tap phones, you know, in his hideout or in his gang restaurant or whatever, telling other guys what he did to people,
It was
in prison for 20 years, and here you have it on video. You have these people training people to start fights at Trump's rallies, training people, paying them $15 a head. All this stuff is true, and it's on video. And I've come to the conclusion, like Sean Hannity, Hillary Clinton could sacrifice a child on an altar somewhere, and they'd figure out why she had to do it and why it was right.
Isn't that funny? And Trump said he could shoot somebody on Main Street.
Well, he'd get away with it. But at least they don't have it on video. Here you got this stuff on video in your face, and it's like unbelievable. It's just, like I said, I was listening to this guy, and it was like, man, you're right. They were after Gotti for years, and they finally got him because the FBI tapped his phones.
Yeah, I watched
Send him away for 20 years, for Pete's sake.
I watched a miniseries on Al Capone.
Yeah.
And the things they got that guy on were nothing. You know, it was weird, and they put him away till he died.
They couldn't get him on all the murders, but the government, see, if the government wants you, they can get you.
Yep.
But, just like Trump said, you got a general, a 4-star general? He's getting 5 years for telling one lie. Yeah. I mean, good Lord almighty. I don't know, man. Hopefully at the end of the day, it'll all work out. But, man, it's getting crazy, that's for certain.
Yep,
hey,
it
you
is.
Guys have a wonderful day. Didn't mean to bum you out, man. Hey, we won.
No question. That's a good thing.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Steve.
I think technically the place where those guys discuss their evil plans is called a lair.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, as we talked about the Boise State win coming on a Thursday, is now we Boise State fans and the team, et cetera, they don't have to play A for 10 days, and B, you can sit back and watch everybody else struggle through their weekends of games, and you can also on Saturday night watch the University of Wyoming. You can watch them play their whole game on Saturday night. It's going to be on TV, and that's who the Broncos play a week from Saturday.
All right.
So, it's all good stuff. KBOI News Time, 8:45. Larry H. Miller, Southern Idaho's number one volume Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealer in the Boise Auto Mall at Franklin and Cole or at DodgeBoise.com. Check them out. Here's Ron.
Police in Garden City are investigating a shooting that left one man in critical condition. Details straight ahead on 670 KBOI. Back now to Paul J. and Chris.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. That's 1-800-529-KBOI, #670 on Verizon Wireless. Talk about whatever's on your mind today.
Dave of Boise says, so I watched the debate on Channel 2, and that was all well and good. I thought Trump won it, hands down. But to me, what was more interesting is the very first commercial directly after the debate was by none other than Pfizer. I could not help but think to myself, that is going to be the next president of the United States, President Pfizer. They are saying Donald Trump has lost already. They almost make it look like it's hopeless, so don't even bother to vote. They are all the folks that are responsible for putting misleading information in the media stream, so I have an idea. Would it be possible to fire up the America's Got Talent voting system, but instead of voting for talent, we all vote for who we the people want to be the next president? It would, of course, be unofficial, and I am sure there would be plenty of room for error, but it would be interesting to see the results regardless. We could get an idea of how many non-registered people might participate. I hope you can read this during the open phones part of your show. Well, yes, we did that. So,
What is it, America's Got Talent? Or maybe I'm thinking of American Idol. Because if you voted like that, it would be a 24-year-old white guy playing a guitar.
Well, yeah, America's...
would be the next president.
Let's see, America's Got Talent is the one that used to have Howard Stern, but it's got... Howie Long, or not Howie Long, Howie Mandel, who is completely different than Howie Long. And I don't know. I forget who some of the other judges are. But
well, Simon Cowell. And
Simon Cowell's on there now.
The chick from the Spice Girls and the model.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, those guys. All right, let's go to John of Boise. Whoops. Let's go to John of Boise. John, good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Was a little sleepy after that nail biter.
Man, I tell you what, I hit a wall about 10 minutes ago. Keep me awake,
well,
man.
Thanks for showing up today. Let's put it that way.
That was
could easily have passed the hat today.
Yeah. Didn't want to do that.
I guess my biggest thing is, have you guys heard of Trey Gowdy?
Yeah. Trey Gowdy was, he presided over the Senate hearings with Hillary Clinton, and he's not fond of her.
Do you think it's over?
No, I don't think so. If she ends up getting elected president, I think he'll bring up whatever he can.
I don't know if we can, and I understand where you're going, but I don't think we should say whatever he can when he works on evidence.
Yeah, true.
He's been having to do the hard, dirty lifting and not getting much airtime or newsprint, considering how he's going completely opposite of what Hillary says and not using his own fabrications, but using the facts from the FBI.
Yeah, there's a story today that we'll get to probably in the next hour about Bill Clinton and the conflicts of interest that his fundraising namesake foundation has had. So,
oh yeah,
there's a lot of chicanery
stuff, but mostly if you go through some of the short history there on YouTube, just the stuff with the emails and Benghazi will make you upset.
Well, yeah, and Trey Gowdy, I mean, he appears, when he does appear in the news, it's every few days he gets quoted just briefly, usually saying something like, if she's not going to go to jail for all these things she's done, then what would it take?
Well, I think what he's trying to do at this point is plead his case, because, you know, you're not going to get a lot of people to watch C-SPAN.
True.
And he's not getting any traction because of, you know, if we believed in left-wing media, he's not getting any traction there. So I think he has to go out and move forward. But for other people, you know, you could just follow these little clips and hearing segments on YouTube or whatever. But they're all basically sworn and non-sworn testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't somebody's, I can't say they're not somebody's fabrications because, you know, some people will lie right to the camera.
Yeah, that's true. And there's there's always context that people say, no, that was taken out of context.
Well, and that's where I usually don't, you know, spend tons of time digging through YouTube because, you know, 99% of it is you-know-what.
Yep.
But I found these older hearings very prominent for us that are going to vote, and none of them ever seem to make the light of day. I can't remember in the last couple of months seeing any of this stuff come out in the media.
Yeah. Out of time, John. Got to take a break. Hit the news at the top of the hour. It's an Open Phones Friday. Give us a call at 336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI or #670 on your Verizon wireless phone. We'll be back.
You're talking about it.
It's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, so we're back. KBOI News Time 9:06. Open Phones Friday.
Earlier, we did a story about a guy who had broken into a sporting goods store in Canada.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stole thousands and thousands of dollars worth of hockey sticks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were...
Being a baseball guy, equated him basically the cost of maybe twice as much as a baseball bat.
But Tara, who works here, she...
Big hockey fan.
Yeah, Tara Schwed. She's a big hockey fan, loves the Pittsburgh Penguins. And she came in and said, I'm supposed to tell you guys how much a hockey stick costs. And she said the good ones are about $500.
Which is what he stole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he stole good ones.
Yeah. He did indeed. Open Phones Friday. Let's go to Jim of Boise. Jim, good morning.
Morning. I'd just like to bring something to light. You know, one thing, for instance, that Donald Trump said lately, he said, you know, he would concede the election. Well, he would go according to the result of the election if he won.
Yeah.
And Michelle Obama, for one, gets uptight. It's a joke, idiots. It's a joke. And even if somebody didn't accede or concede, what difference does it make? It is what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't make. And Chris has stressed this over and over again as far as interrupting the transfer of power. If you lose, you're not involved in that anyway.
Yeah, if it were a second term for a president and that president lost to someone and then refused to acknowledge it, that would be a problem. Well, but if in the case where neither one of them running for president right now is president, if one of them doesn't recognize that the other one won, it really doesn't matter.
I've been watching, you know, like the news hour, PBS, last night, and they had a constitutional lawyer on, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying, well, you know, like Gore did in 2000, right?
Yeah, hang and chat thing, yeah.
Right? Well, this guy was saying what Trump should have done was that he would have gone along with it, and then later, if he needed to or whatever, he could have challenged it.
Sure.
Well, if Trump had said that, that would have made Trump a liar. You know?
Yeah.
He said, okay, I'm not going to do it, but then later he does it, so people then call him a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is, you know, but I mean, it's a joke, right? Not people.
Yeah, yeah, I took it as a joke.
Anyway, well, take care.
All right, thanks.
But it's like we said yesterday. I mean, Trump has been saying for several days that he thinks the election might be rigged. And then they asked him, well, are you going to accept the results of the election? And
if I win.
Essentially, what he should have said was, not if I find out it's rigged, I'm not. Why would I?
That was funny during the debate the other night. The word rights, R-I-G-H-T, was behind Hillary's head. And when she stood and at a certain angle, it said R-I-G.
Yeah, it said rig.
Rig. And conspiracy theorists, check this out.
It's like, there was a thing going around the other day on Facebook. She was posing with some fan of hers who apparently happened to be wearing a T-shirt that said, I'm with stupid, and was pointing at Hillary.
No.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, it could have been photoshopped. I have no idea. But.
Might have been. Let's go to Luther Chalice. Luther, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
And it's a beautiful morning.
It is beautiful out. Wow.
I've got some interesting numbers for you. Arizona just went blue, and it's going to go back and forth, but it just went blue.
It's called
Looks
what?
Looks like
what,
Georgia is... is getting goofy, okay? So the national polls right now, all added up to 86.2 for Hillary and 13.8 for Mr. Trump.
Wait a minute. And nationwide?
Yeah, this is the 538 poll site, and basically... the guy is looking at all the polls in all the states.
86 to 13?
Yeah. It's everybody got to get used to it. Now, you've got a few states like Idaho where, you know, let's see what Idaho is right now.
Well, it's red.
96.8 for Trump and 3.2 for Hillary. Okay, that's one of his better states, except for the problem is how many people live here.
Yeah, only four
you know,
votes.
In North Dakota, it's 9.2 for Hillary and 90.8 for Mr. Trump. But all the blue states are way over, and... you know, it's a done deal. And he can't go for an hour without going vertical on us. And, you know, I mean, it's really the psychotherapists have a site where they go to and they're signing on to such things as maybe we should have profile tests for candidates for high offices to find out if they're really human. So it's just, and you know, there's a lot of people going to be unhappy, but it doesn't look good for him.
Is it like at the Olympics, but this time they're just checking to see if you have iron-based blood?
Yeah, it's something like that. And, you know, by the way, what do you own that was made in the Philippines?
That straw hat that's in the top of my closet.
Where do they make rice cakes?
I don't know. I don't think I have anything made in the Philippines.
Yeah, I might not either.
Yeah, I might have a shirt. And the problem with the Philippines is China's eyeing some of their outlying islands, too. And China's planning a bomber that will be able to carry cruise missiles from 5 bases in China, all the way over to Saudi Arabia, and all the way down to Australia. And so there's a reason why you hear these people backing out. And, you know, we're going to see more of that if China can actually design that plane right.
Yep.
We'll find out.
All right, we got to move on. Luther, thank you.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. KBOI News Time, 9:14.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
KBOI rewards code BLOCK, B-L-O-C-K. So go to 670KBOI.com, enter BLOCK, and earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Also, if you know the Paul J. Play of the Game, give us a call now at 336-3711. 336-3711. If you got to Play of the Game, you win a $50 gift certificate from Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Instant message from Gary of Emmett, who says, it comes down to your lion eyes again. There is a story this morning making the rounds of the news headlines. The Russians could hack the election to make it look like there was voter fraud. How convenient an excuse. Sure, it looks like voter fraud, but it really isn't. Voter fraud is seldom prosecuted. There must be a way to ensure fidelity of the vote. For all those who scoff at the facts, look at history. There is a long tradition of votes being corrupted. The vote will only be as honest as the people, and many times the worst of people get to call the shots. The most blatant examples of rigging the votes were in post-Civil War Confederate states. These were done historically by Democrats. That tradition was carried on by good old boys in the South, but the history of voting precincts was also done by political machines in northern cities and urban areas. The more local the election, the more honest it can be, because it is easier to observe by the participants. That is why the House of Representatives is truly the people's house. How can the Republicans be a minority if they control the House of Representatives? Who are you going to believe? Your lion eyes?
Well, see, what he's doing there is making an excuse for everything if they lose.
Mm.
I can't, you know, call me naive, and everybody's going, you're naive, Paul, and you're stupid, and you're old and you're fat. So, you know, get all that out of the way. I just find it hard to believe that the people in Idaho are working with the people in Chicago, who are working with the people in South Dakota, who are working with the people in wherever, St. Louis, yeah, who are working with. I find that awfully hard to believe, because that means everybody in this country is on the take or whatever. I refuse to believe that.
All right.
All right, let's go to Carl.
Yes.
Carl, what's the play of the game now?
David Moa's block field goal by BSU against BYU.
Let's see if that's right.
David Moa's block of the field goal, which could have won the game, potential game winner for Brigham Young. Moa got the block. Broncos got the win.
Yes.
All right.
That's it. You have won.
Yeah. Hey.
Did Todd get your information?
He did. He got my mailing address.
All right, sweet. Enjoy the dinner at Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Good for Carl.
Have a steak. They're good.
Let's go to Randy of Magic Valley. If I can get the phone to work. Randy, good morning.
Yeah, after listening to Luther, I was going to retaliate a little. I wonder if Luther's ever been self-employed or cares about the people around him that hire most of the people, or is he just asleep most of the time? You know, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm self-employed. I need to make a living, and I know that if she is elected, it will squeeze, as they are doing right now, squeezing the life out of the business people out here. And if you don't care about them people, I don't know who the hell you should care about, but all the people that own businesses, that work for the businesses, I mean, do your research. And it's frustrating, and I'm sorry I'm so damn mad, but it is what it is.
Mm.
And he might lose. That's right, Luther, he might lose. Isn't that a lovely thing? And so, okay, you know, one of the things about the game was, you know, when we have to, we can run the ball and they can't stop us.
I was sitting next to John Patrick from KTIK, and he just sat there all night going, run the ball, run the ball. Give it to McNichols, run the ball. He said that the whole game.
Well, I know we have tried to keep it, you know, diversified.
Sure.
But when the games have been on the line and we get the ball and we're up by a little, whatever it's been, we've ran the ball, and whether or not it was Utah State, Colorado State, you know, last night with BYU, whoever else, I forget, they've been unable to stop us when the game was on the line and they had to stop us. Let's face it, how many minutes did they run off the game last night? You know, towards the end. What was it? Did they start about 7 minutes?
Yep.
Ran it down to two or a minute and a half?
Yep.
Hey, man, that's some great stuff. And, you know, thank God, you know, it is a great thing having the Boise State Broncos to root for.
No
thanks,
question.
Guys. Bye.
Thanks, Randy.
George of Nampa
That's
says,
why I love football.
Why is
because,
that?
I mean, he was cranked. Mm-hmm. He was cranked up. He was mad. And then he started talking football, and he went, that's great. And that's why I love sports.
Yeah, they are more fun than politics. George of Nampa said, hey, Luther, what was the betting on Brexit? The evening of the referendum, both bookmakers placed the chances of a leave vote at 10% or less. Brexit 2 coming in 2 weeks.
It is
so nice that you understand that this election is all about common man against elites. Guess you are in the elites column. Hmm.
I don't think of elite when I think of Luther, but I get this guy's point.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9:26, you're listening to Idaho Talks Live. All right, Paul Jay and Chris on an open phones Friday. Lines jam. Let's get to it. Let's go to Mark of Boise. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Okay, George Soros, voting machines. What is a Hungarian Jew, a billionaire, an internationalist doing, giving us voting machines? I thought we had the ability to make those machines here. Yeah, way back, Lou Dobbs on CNN had talked about when he used to be on there before George Soros, they found out WikiLeaks emails was behind getting him off CNN and Fox News. And he had talked about voter fraud, the Sequoia voting machines, the Vista software coming from Venezuela that only they had the access to that was being used in this country. Judge Napolitano, who was canned from Fox News. And if you look in the background, guess who was behind that? George Soros, the one who supports Hillary, Media Matters, the rest of them. He said it was the NSA, not the Russians, but the NSA and not the CIA behind these hacks. Now, you know, you guys have been on air how long now? How many elections would you say you've gone through, national elections? You guys have been on, what, 12 years more?
13, 14 years.
Okay, there you go.
The two of us have been together 15, so.
There you 15. Go. So you guys have been on there long enough. I've listened to you from day one, and I'm glad you guys are still there.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to say something. I have brought up the voter fraud way back during elections. I get poo-pooed. I get slammed. I get knocked. Now you see it coming out all over, whether it's on a radio, TV networks, newspapers, the internet, all over. You talk about agents. If you recall, I brought up way back one time about Sally and Keith. Sally would call in. This is before, just before Obama got elected. And she was just gung-ho, rah-rah, far lefty. Keith would follow up with an email to you guys, which, Chris, you would read all the time. And I had said, isn't it interesting how they disappeared from the scene once Obama got in office? Now we have, and they're all libs, I mean, far-left liberals. Now we have Rich and Luther. I noticed Rich hasn't been calling in lately. I always knew Luther was a liberal. But isn't it strange it's the liberals that are screaming that there's no such thing as voter fraud? And it's not coming out of the conservative people that are saying, we're saying it's voter fraud. They're saying there's no voter fraud. Rich has said this countless times.
Yes.
I want you to go to the Gateway.
Well, actually, Rich kind of clarified that last time he was here. He was saying there was, what did he say? No fraud at the – how did he put it? He put
yeah,
it
no fraud. There's
at
very
the
few
polls.
Cases,
yeah.
He said, Paul, if
yeah.
you recall that
yeah.
on air. Yeah, and I have emailed you. In fact, there's more emails that I sent you. Gateway Pundit, there's an interesting one about 4 million dead people on the voter rolls. There's an example of a person who died in 1944 who's still on the voter rolls. Go to Washington Times with Kelly Riddle. This came out October 17th at the Washington Times. 10 cases where it's all too real. That is voter fraud. The Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff, article on the 19th. WikiLeaks Podesta says it's okay for illegals with driver's licenses to vote. Now, what did I call or say about 2 days back? If you remember, I called and said, if you want to talk about voter fraud, how does a governor from California get away with giving illegals driver's licenses and that allows them to vote? Here you have the one that Savage brought up even about what Podesta said on WikiLeaks to, I forgot who it was, that said, hey, it's okay, you know, let's scratch the itch or something like that. Let's allow illegals with driver's license. How much more do you guys, not you guys, but...
No, I'm one that I think you should have to provide all kinds of things showing who you are when you go to the polls.
But that's why they have shot the far-left judges, these judges that have been put in place as Trojan horses decades back to fight these very things. Everything has been set up and pre-planned. Like I said, Sally and Keith were two great examples of agents that came into this valley for the far left and pushed their agenda over the airways on this station. And they would get slammed by me, by hundreds of people that would call in on there. Then they disappeared as soon as Obama got in. And they did, and I remember
Sally
her
died.
Words.
I mean, you know, it's kind of Sally died. It's kind of hard for her to call in now.
No, Keith, if you remember, Keith would email right pretty much after Sally would call in because Chris would read the emails. You haven't seen or heard from either one of those. When Obama
Sally's
did it,
dead.
What's that?
She's dead.
How do you know she's dead?
Well, somebody told me. She died like 3 years ago.
She did, huh? Well, yeah. It's interesting how she never called in during the time Obama's been in office.
Well, she might have been sick.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know, but I do think there are agents that do this because I remember her warnings to us on the airways about we better be prepared for what's coming. And how did she know that? Unless she had inside information or was part of the far left.
She watched a lot of CNN. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Bob.
How did Soros get all this power at Fox?
If you read the WikiLeaks emails that have been leaked out, it says he was behind. Do you think Rupert Murdoch cares a damn about our Constitution? He's an Australian billionaire. Just because he puts a so-called, and I used to watch the heck out of Fox. I would go to MSNBC. I'd go to CNN. I'd want to see what was coming out from the far left. But now, you know, I get articles from American Survival back 21 years ago that talked about the ABC, NBC, CBS network.
All right, Mark, you got to wrap it up.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. He did that all without breathing. No, Mark is passionate.
Probably in pretty good shape.
Passion is good. Let's go to pro-life. Hang on. Let's go to pro-life. Pro, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you were talking about voter fraud, and it just made me think about the guy up there at the mall up north of Seattle, the Muslim guy. They thought he was Latino at first, but he shot a bunch of people, you know, at the mall.
Yep.
He had voted 3 times illegally. And, I mean, there's a lot of people voting wrongfully, probably not in Idaho, but some other places. But what I wanted to talk about is this election has really shown that the media, the newspapers, all of the, I guess you'd say, the information people are really, they get together. Now, I don't think that it's a conspiracy, but I think what happens is that if you're in the media business, you know that if you want to move up in the world and get the higher-paying jobs, you're going to have to go along with the establishment. So,
see, now, I have to disagree with you, and I've said this all the time. I've been in the media for 50 years. I've known people who have gone to the network. I've known people who have gone to New York, who have gone to Dallas, who have gone to Los Angeles, and we talk, you know, from time to time. We've been friends for years. And I always ask them about this kind of stuff, and none of them say they have ever been told what to put on the air, what slant to have, any of that. None of them have ever said that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they tell them what to do. A person just knows, according to the climate, what they can say and what they can't say, and that's what they do. It's not it's not really pressured. I mean, if you want to move up in the world, you'll go along with society. So, like, you know, like homosexual rights right now, nobody's going to oppose that because that's a politician. Maybe that's in media because they know that that's not popular. And so that's just how the world works. It's peer pressure, and people are very sensitive to that, and there's very few people that are independent and just say, no, I'd rather not go anywhere in this world and speak the truth.
So I agree with your last statement.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right.
KBOI News Time, 9:45. All right. Thanks. Let's go to... Oh, thanks, Ron. Let's go to... I was looking for which line was next.
Gotcha.
So we have a new call screener, and it doesn't list them in order. You have to do math, and that's not good. Scotty, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Listen, I've got a couple of things to let you know about.
Uh-huh.
This morning, about 3 o'clock our time, a large Russian battle fleet passed by the English Channel. They're heading for the Mediterranean. It comprises of an aircraft carrier, two nuclear cruisers, destroyers, submarines. Now, what I would like to get on about is why does nobody look at who's running the White House? Valerie Jarrett, has anybody ever looked into her? Her father was a known Soviet spy who ran off to Iran where she was born, and she took major parts to do with the great Iranian deal that we made with Iran a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Obama, why doesn't someone play the television part of when he was elected to the Illinois Senate? She was running around like a hen with no head, screaming and bawling and shouting. Why don't somebody play that? Anyway, guys, hey, I'll let someone else get on. You have a good day, and be safe over the weekend.
All right,
you
too. Thanks, Scotty. Running around like a hen with no head?
Mm.
Is that what you said?
Oh, a hen with no head.
Oh, a hen with no head.
Yeah, okay. Probably a hen.
All right, that makes sense. Anybody who's seen that has been scarred for life.
Yeah. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran.
She was.
But her parents were American. They just happened to be in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some work.
Yep.
Her, let's see, was it one of her grandfathers was an architect who was the first black student at MIT.
Yeah. She oversees the Office of Public Engagement and Intergovernmental Affairs,
mm-hmm.
and chairs the White House Council on Women and Girls. That doesn't sound like she has a lot to do with foreign stuff.
Although, well, she is the president's
assistant.
Advisor.
Advisor, I guess. Senior advisor.
Senior advisor, right. That's that's her title.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Kevin of CUNA. Kevin, you got about a minute.
All right, cool. Hey, first off, the analogy of the Brexit and the polls, et cetera, another one would be a team that has 5 turnovers is not supposed to win a game. My goodness, that was something else last night. Listen, now, I too have been listening since day one to you guys. Love the show. It's entertaining, blah, blah, blah. However, Mark, I wanted to tell you that I know Keith from Cascade, and here's what happened. One, he is a lefty to the leftist, almost communist, and during the downturn of the economy, his business went under, so he became an employee, and he didn't own a business. So I think that's why he did not call in. He's still in the same business. I've delivered to him over the years. I haven't in a long time because of the economy. And I tell you what, he has been here for years and years. He's still alive and well. He owns a business now in Garden City. And I tell you, I had to be separated by one of his employees at the time from him because we got into a heated political argument back in the day.
Hmm.
So I don't want to discount Mark or anything because I think he's one of the most researched, and I adhere to some of the things he says, like wholeheartedly and stuff. But I just want to let you know about Keith and Cascade if you're listening, call in, you knucklehead. But anyway, he's alive and well, and he's been an Idaho native for years and years. Like you said, what, seventh generation Democrat or something? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, all right, you guys. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
I guess his family could have been sent here by Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. You know, that's got to be tough, being a seventh generation Democrat in Idaho. Ouch. I mean, that's got to be tough.
Well, you'd probably have to be tough.
Yeah.
Bob of Boise says maybe you've not been asked to do something unscrupulous because you wouldn't bend to their request. They are looking for people that can be manipulated, just food for thought. Interesting.
Yeah. I have a lot of theories on that. We don't have time to go into it now about, you know, the media and why the media is the way they are. But it would take a while for me to explain my stand on it.
Mark of Boise says, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and looks just like a duck,
Oregon football player.
Is it a duck? It's no longer a conspiracy theory. There are facts about fraud and everything else that we seem to be oblivious to. It's okay to disagree, but we can't deny anymore what is in fact happening. If you care to take a look, it's out there for all to see, plus a whole lot more that has not been discovered. They don't make it easy. Well, I would imagine that people, if they're doing, you know,
it's true. There and it
something
is
unlawful,
true.
They wouldn't make it easy to find out, or they shouldn't.
It is true that there are a lot of dead people on the voter rolls, but I think the proof that they vote may not be there.
Well, I don't think anybody's accusing them of voting.
With that, something to think about with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out at boisechurch.org. See you Monday.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Toking up is adding up to some serious consequences. And with the election this fall, more weed and more trouble that follows might be flowing into our communities. Citizens in 9 states, including California, will vote on November 8th for ballot proposals allowing recreational or medical use of marijuana. 5 states already allow recreational use, while 25 allow it for medical use. So what's happening in these states? A 2015 study in Colorado found increases in marijuana-related traffic deaths, hospital visits, school suspensions, lab exposures, and even pet poisonings. Marijuana users are also likely to find their memory hindered later in life. The permissive drug culture also has other consequences. Last summer in Washington, D.C., a young man who was stoned on synthetic drugs began furiously stabbing people while trying to rob them. One young man was killed after being stabbed 30 times. Drugs are victimless crimes? Well, tell that to some of these families. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.